This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. In studio is Mary Patricia Ray, the strategist, usually on the left side of the political spectrum. She has top drawer strategies, also a law degree and a law professor. And she is here to talk about what's happening in our world, along with former State Senator Elbert Lee Guillory, the pride of Opelousas, a lawyer for several decades, who was kicked out of Southern University many years ago for saying unkind words about U.S. Senator Alan Ellender. And he's been full of vim and vigor ever since, and he's now a newborn Republican, has been for the last several years, and is usually critical of Democrats in high places. And we have an interesting world 66 days into the administration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So if you'd like to chime in, 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. Let's start with what happened in Georgia yesterday, Senator Guillory. You fought for voting rights back in your day, and Georgia Republicans yesterday passed a sweeping law to restrict voting access in that state, introducing rigid voter identification requirements for absentee balloting, limiting drop boxes, expanding the legislative power over elections. The new measures make Georgia the first major battleground, the New York Times reports, to overhaul its election system since the turmoil of last year's presidential contest. Even it is a misdemeanor now to give people food and drink while they're waiting to vote. Have they gone too far in the Peach State, Elbert Guillory, or are they on the right track?
Good morning, Jim. I believe that they're on the right track, basically. They're not so much limiting voting rights as creating fairness, imposing fairness into the system. With voter identification, for example, we have a situation where if people can vote without identifying themselves, we have millions of illegal votes that can be counted. And that does not make good sense. It is not good for American politics. So if a person has to identify themselves when they're getting on an airplane or when they are going to get welfare rights or just about anything in America, certainly we can. There should be no problem in identifying ourselves when we go to vote, which is one of the cornerstones of our democracy.
Democrats and voting rights groups condemn the Georgia move, arguing they unfairly have targeted voters of color. The president, Joe Biden, says this makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. Mary Patricia Ray, your thoughts about what's happening in Georgia, where the president lost a close race to Joe Biden and where two U.S. senators were unseated in close races to John Ossoff and to Raphael Warnock?
Well, you know, repeated studies show, there's one as recently as 2014 that shows that voter ID laws have a direct correlative reduction in voter turnout of up to 2 to 3%. So if you want to reduce voter turnout, as the people who supported these changes did, then you would absolutely institute a law that affects, if it was nationwide, 21 million Americans who don't have any form of ID because they don't need one for any other reason. And you would just make sure that you've disenfranchised them in order to advantage yourself and your party. So that's what's going on in Georgia.
What about the souls to the polls? That was a big initiative that helped Democrats win in Georgia, the only SEC state to go against Donald Trump in two elections. The tally was 21-1 in two elections, and Georgia went closely for Biden. But souls to the polls apparently no longer if this law stands.
Well, I think organizers on both sides of the political spectrum are creative. And, you know, sometimes fascism breeds more creativity. And I know that's what we'll see in Georgia and across the nation as there's sort of a backlash for playing by the rules. The organizers in Georgia that won for Biden, they took the rules they had, they used them, mm-hmm. they turned out votes, and so now the people in charge are going to try to change the rules.
Senator Guillory, sometimes when you tell people they can't do something, it makes it all the more appealing. Repression can work the other way. Could this backfire?
It certainly could. As a matter of fact, I'm expecting a lot of things to backfire over the next 2 or 3 years. Certainly the voter rights matters. And incidentally, we didn't talk about the DMV voter problem that many states, when a person, many states grant voter, driver's licenses to persons who are illegal, to illegal immigrants. And if you, when you're giving them a driver's license, if you also register them to vote at the same time, you now create a situation where there are millions, between 30 and 50 million illegal immigrants in America today. And if you register all of them, if you give them driver's licenses and therefore the right to vote, then you have a major, major problem for the American democracy. Common sense instead of politics should just should drive the policies of America, American government. Just too much.
All right. Well,
politics.
I guess I'd say democracy should drive the policies of American government. And sometimes democracy and common sense seem not to match. I think Georgia's evidence of that.
Senator, do you think the election of 2020 was fair and square?
I think that, by and large, the election was fair and square. There certainly, there has been for many, many years, and I've been involved in politics for almost 55 years, in mm-hmm. at least 8 states. And I know with absolute certainty that there is voter fraud. There's a lot of shenanigans that go along with elections, and those took place. We just have to be more vigilant.
And I'm sure in those 8 states they were all won by Joe Biden, right?
No, actually, a couple of those states were won by the former president, Mr. Trump.
Okay. Well, you're born in 1944, right?
Yes.
So you probably registered to vote around 1965. 21 was the age then. Is that right?
I think it was about 65. I may have voted a little earlier than that. Actually, my first trip...
You couldn't have voted earlier legally.
My mother took me into the polls to vote for President Eisenhower.
So you were voting for on your mother's behalf?
Yeah, I was. She was holding me up so that I could vote in the voting machine.
We got to stop that, Albert. We got to stop that. That's voter fraud.
Sounds like voter fraud.
Voter fraud. Yeah. But when you registered in 1965, you were in what state?
In Virginia.
Okay, a southern state. Did you have to take a literacy test, or did you have to pay a poll tax? Did anything like that happen?
By 65, we had driven those Jim Crow parts of voting out of the voting systems. There were no poll taxes to be paid. There were no literacy tests to be taken. But before I left the state of the great state of Louisiana, we fought from the late 1950s to the early 60s. We fought very hard against those to end those horrible practices that were designed purely and solely to disenfranchise voters.
Well, some are saying, let's get Mary Patricia first, that this is analogous to Jim Crow, that this is an attempt to keep people from expressing their constitutional right to vote. Mary?
Well, all of the provisions of this law that are designed to suppress votes are already studied and correlated to suppressing the votes of African Americans specifically. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a new form of Jim Crow. And I'll be very interested to see how enforcement works, because just like with laws that discriminate based on race, enforcement of those laws ends up being discriminatory too. And I'm very interested to see what happens when I head to Georgia to help with turnout and I happen to hand someone a bag of chips or a candy bar who's been waiting 9 or 10 hours in line to vote, to see if someone like me, who looks like me, is charged with a misdemeanor at the same rate as someone that looks like Senator Guillory. Because I'm willing to bet the answer will be no.
Senator.
It's an unfortunate reality in American politics today that race is used for just about anything, particularly from the left. It's just like Jim Crow was in the old days. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle.
877-217-5757. Back in 90 seconds. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is our producer, and your number is 877-217-5757. Got a few lines open. Elbert Guillory, former state senator, director of minority outreach for the Louisiana GOP, and Mary Patricia Ray, veteran political strategist who helped John Bel Edwards win the brass ring in 2015 and runs Top Drawer Strategies. They're with us again, 877-217-5757 for Elbert Guillory and Mary Patricia Ray. David in Atlanta. Hi, David. You're on with our guests.
You know, like a drowning man will grab a straw, the Republican Party knows that they're a dying party. Their party essentially made up tax cuts for the wealthy, denying working people health care as much as they can. Now, when a black person and a Jewish person, when they win a senatorial race in the Deep South, they know the days are limited. So they have to attract the racist vote, and they have to deny people the right. They have to suppress the vote the way a card cheat would stack a deck at a card game. And, Mr. Guillory, civil rights workers have died, like the civil rights workers in Mississippi. You know, for you to represent what you're representing in the Republican Party makes me sick to my stomach.
All right. David's fired up, Senator Guillory. You have spoke very measured tones today. But does David have a point?
Yes, he has a point that there are some sick people running around. Voter ID has absolutely nothing to do with race. It has to do with voter integrity. We have an obligation, we who are in government or who want to be in government or work with government, have an obligation to make it work and make it fair for everyone. Having millions of illegal immigrants voting in American elections is not to the benefit of this nation. And so voter ID will prevent that. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with integrity.
Mary?
Well, no party has a monopoly on corruption. However, there's just, history is replete with examples of people who are self-identified Republicans being the ones that enact these laws that result in voter suppression and being pro-segregation and supporting Jim Crow long past its day. I mean, I don't know that we can really even argue about the point the caller made, and I understand his frustration and agree with it.
All right. Professor Albert Samuels at Southern University. Dr. Samuels, you have the floor.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning to you again. The sad thing about this is that the 2020 election, what the story should have been, was about how, in the midst of a pandemic, we still held an election, and that thousands of people volunteered to make sure it happened, and we had 158 million people cast ballots. But that's been turned on its head by the Republicans, who, specifically by Donald Trump, who have lied and lied about election integrity and about election fraud, and are now using the big lie to come up with laws like this. It is a disgrace.
All right, Senator, would you respond to Dr. Samuels at Southern, your former school?
Yes, he makes an excellent point that in the midst of a pandemic, we created some techniques that permitted people to vote under some very difficult circumstances. But what we did in those temporary situations should not be the rule for what we do at all times. The mail-ins, the drop boxes are all very vulnerable to voter attack, and they are destructive to voter integrity. So we just need to kind of settle down and get back to what really works.
All right. I don't know if drop boxes necessarily are prescriptions for fraud, but Senator Guillory believes they may be. In Georgia, he's getting his way, but a listener, and we will go back to the phones, asks, what about federal legislation to supersede what's happening with the states? Georgia won't be the last. Mary Patricia Ray, is it possible to have a federal law that could pass that would negate some of the things that the lawmakers in Georgia have done?
Well, I mean, we still definitely need further work on voting rights at the federal level. States are always going to have some say as to how to run their elections, especially in terms of emergency changes. Here in Louisiana, we were one of very few states that did not do expansive mail-in ballots, for example, and it was our prerogative as a state not to do that, a mistake, since there's zero, absolutely zero evidence of any increase in fraudulent voting related to other methods of voting than the traditional way.
Jim and Walker, please be brief. Jim, you're on the air. Good morning to you.
Good morning. A couple of very quick points. The first one is that one of the other very important parts of integrity is the truth and not lying. And the gentleman has been doing that profusely during this interview.
I don't think he has lied. I disagree with you. He has a different opinion than
really?
You. He has a different opinion than you. But keep going. What's your question?
So, look,
what's your question, Jim?
Opinions are one thing, but facts are
What
are
is
facts.
Your question,
I mean,
Jim?
Should Democrats in democratically controlled states do a Swiftian response to these Republican voter suppression efforts and make it incredibly difficult for white Republicans to vote?
No, they shouldn't. We need American-controlled states, not Democratic-controlled ones and not Republican-controlled ones. And the only pathway to do that is to call out corruption and voter suppression when we see it. And I'm certainly one of those who believes that you don't sink to the level of your opponent, especially when they're engaging in this kind of discriminatory behavior.
All right. Dan downtown. Dan, you're on with Senator Guillory and Mary Patricia Ray. Hi, Dan.
Yes, Senator. As a proponent of voter ID, do you believe the same ID requirements should apply to gun purchases?
All right. That's a good question.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're consistent on that.
Of course. There's nothing wrong with being identified if you're going to get a driver's license, if you're going to buy a gun, if you're going to vote, anything other than buying bread at the Walmart, there are requirements for identification, getting on an airplane, buying a bus ticket.
Mm-hmm. The most
so
fundamental
nothing,
right...
Nothing the most wrong with identifying oneself.
The most fundamental right in America is one to vote. And to exclude the 21 million Americans who do not have an ID from engaging in that activity cannot possibly be compared accurately to their right to purchase a gun without an ID. I mean, it's not even close to the same thing.
HB in Denham Springs, you're on with Guillory and Ray. Hi, HB.
Good morning. After 6 decades of either military or paramilitary work, yesterday's press conference was the poorest in leadership I've ever seen in my entire life in 60 years of voting.
Why is that?
For one thing, the man cannot even keep track of his own thoughts without a stack of cards on a desk.
That's not true, but this stuff about Biden being senile and one foot in the grave, knocking on heaven's door, Mary Patricia?
Well, you know what strikes me as interesting about these theories regarding senility is the inability of some of the critics of President Biden to also hold more than one idea in their head at the same time. For instance, they're opposed to the government telling them to wear a mask, but they're okay with the government telling them they must purchase a government-issued ID in order to go vote. There is no way that those two things are cohesive as a thought. So the only thing I can come up with as a reason for that is hypocrisy.
Well, we'll get Senator Guillory's take on Joe Biden. He says 80 is not the new 50. Joe Biden's only 78, by the way. Don't give him too much credit. We'll be back after this time out with more Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Hope you're getting ready for a splendid weekend. Beautiful today. And we're ready to hear from you if you are so inclined to give us a call at 877-217-5757. Mary Patricia Ray and Albert Guillory with us for a bit longer. And before we go back to the phones, Senator Guillory, you have taken aim at Joe Biden. You believe that he's not up to the task to be leader of the free world. On a video, you show those photos of him falling down, going up the ramp, trying to get on an airplane. He is 78 years old. I recall Gerald Ford falling down a lot, and he was 61 when he became president of the United States. Sometimes people do fall down, but what do you think? Is Joe Biden, does he have one foot in the grave?
I don't think so. I think, and the point of my video is not age bashing, because Biden is only a year older than I am.
A couple of years, 2 years.
Very close. And so we're almost the same age. It's not what physical condition one is in, but what's inside one's mind. He was never known for being a brilliant scholar. He, at his news conference, said absolutely nothing about COVID. I was a little disappointed about that. Some of his responses were almost unintelligible. I mean, he rambled, just kind of a meandering morass of metaphor. Very hard to find meat in the gravy that he threw out there.
All right, Mary Patricia.
One thing I've learned while working for a lot of politicians, I can't say any of them are exactly like Albert Guillory, but politicians like former Senator Guillory is, you know, they're all fallible, they're all human. For me personally, President Biden, as the mother of a son with exceptionalities, with a speech delay, who's in speech therapy. President Biden's been personally very inspirational to our family. And I think his willingness to talk about the fact that he struggled with a severe stutter for most of his life. My grandfather, for whom my son is named, also had a severe stutter until he was in the Navy and got speech therapy there. You know, that's been inspirational for us. So I think two divergent views and one probably a little less hypocritical than the other.
Michael in Waveland, Mississippi. I think we just lost Michael, but let's go to Mike in Zachary. Mike, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Mike and Zachary.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
It's very interesting when he was talking about the driver's license. I just took my grandson to get a driver's license, and he had to show birth certificate. This is his first time. He had to get a birth certificate, social security number, and about 15 other different pieces of identification. I think he's kind of like me. It was a long time ago when he got a driver's license the first time. It's really hard to get your first driver's license, which would require a lot of ID to show you are a citizen before you even get a driver's license. So lots and lots of people weren't getting driver's licenses and voting illegally. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Senator, you're saying that you'd like to see the same requirements for buying a gun. I'm sure some of your conservative brothers and sisters don't like that idea.
I haven't heard anyone complaining about being identified to purchase weapons. Purchasing a weapon is very important, very responsible matter. And
well, if you're at a gun show right now, the rules are different. And of course, if you want to give a weapon to me, some people might not think that's a good idea. You can do that. There's some tightening up that might be a good idea, but most people are in favor of gun rights. They don't like the slippery slope. They say you take away one thing and they'll go after everything.
Well, I'm a gun boy. I've been hunting and shooting since I was a kid, and I'm concerned, of course, as everyone is, about the gun violence in America. But it's more a problem of the people who are using guns. We've had millions of guns in this country for 200, 300 years, and we have not had the gun violence that we have today. There are changes in the culture, and we have permitted people like this man from Syria who has killed 10 people in Colorado. We need to be more vigilant.
All right. You had to throw in Syria, Mary Patricia Ray.
Well, you know, I applaud Senator Guillory's attempt to seem consistent. I am wondering, though, maybe your callers don't know that Senator Guillory is quite the sportsman. He also has done some work around chicken boxing.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if he thinks you ought to be able to have an ID, if you need an ID to get into a chicken boxing match.
Chicken boxing is illegal in the state of Louisiana, so there's no need for identification.
Yeah. Well, what a shame, Senator Guillory. Well, I know you tried to help us.
Yeah. And you were a martial arts guide one time, right?
Yes, that is correct.
That's right. Okay, well, let's go to Patrick in Innisfail Estates. Patrick, you're on with Senator Guillory and Mary Patricia Ray.
Hey, I remember Donald Trump having a little trouble getting down a slippery ramp. He had slick shoes, and Joe Biden just made fun of him, and so did you in your show. So I don't know why I made fun of him coming down a ramp.
Didn't make fun of him.
Look, I want to get to my point, voting.
I didn't make fun of him, but did note when he had trouble getting a glass to his mouth, he had to use two hands to drink out of a glass. But keep going.
Okay, but Joe Biden specifically made fun of him getting down the ramp. So why isn't it fair game to make fun of Joe Biden falling down the ramp?
I think it is. Anyway, it is fair game. It is fair game.
Yeah, it is fair game. So let's talk about voting. And we see this in socialist countries. They manipulate the vote. They warp it a certain way. If we're not going to require voter ID, then what kind of measures are we going to take place to make sure that people aren't voting multiple times and we have dead people voting? If we're not going to require ID, what's your solution? I want to hear it from the lady. What's her?
So we have a solution. You can go read the Louisiana election code right now and see what our solution is for that. You can vote a provisional ballot, and it has to be verified before it is counted. That's already the law. That's my simple answer.
All right. Senator Guillory, I wanted to get you on a few other topics. You have been concerned about illegal immigrants. You reflected on that a bit. But do you think this country is going to be teeming with illegal aliens under the Biden administration?
Absolutely. Already, within the first 3 months of this year, we have seen, because of the changes in Biden, millions of people coming into the country. Though many who are in the country, he wants to give paths to citizenship, tens of millions. And there are millions lining up at the southern border to come in. At the very time that we have a pandemic, at the time that our education system is in disaster for people who are already here, we have a big problem of giving health care to Americans who are here. I mean, the little children in Appalachia need education and
it's pronounced healthcare. Appalachia in Appalachia, people, as a proud Appalachian.
Does the senator have a point that illegals will be cascading into the United States under an administration that's more friendly to immigration than the previous one?
I think that immigrants will probably be relieved to know that their children won't be locked in cages under this administration. And if they're fleeing violence, then they're probably more likely to flee to America. And they know they're going to get treated with dignity under this administration, even as the laws are being enforced. It's interesting to me that all of this talk about socialism and how bad it is and is driving this conversation when Senator Guillory and others are that have called in about it are perfectly willing to accept the socialist programs in America that benefit them, just not the ones that benefit others.
Lang writes, the bill under consideration federally for voting says people would have to affirm they are U.S. citizens before they're added to the voter rolls. It says the government agencies involved in the registration process would inform only U.S. citizens that they would be registered to vote unless they chose to opt out. And it says the agencies would be required to send elections officials not only people's names, but also information showing the individual is a citizen of the United States. Now, another topic that the senator has been forceful on, he believes Joe Biden will destroy the oil and gas industry. Is that hyperbole, or do you really believe it, Senator Guillory?
I really believe it. He has taken steps already to destroy to put an end to the pipeline that was coming in from Canada. He's stopped oil leasing on federal lands and in the Gulf of Mexico. Fortunately, our attorney general is leading the battle to go to court and stop him from doing this. His policies have driven up gasoline prices, have destroyed already millions of jobs.
I have some friends up in Caddo Bossier who are celebrating, sitting on their increasing shale prices right here in Louisiana, benefiting from the policies of this administration. So I guess, without portending any expertise on the industry itself, the reality of fossil fuels in America is the reality of fossil fuels. And I think an administration that's willing to acknowledge those realities and work towards a long-term solution on them is a good thing. We need to figure out ways to work together on it instead of using all the hyperbole and the attacks.
877-217-5757 is your Talk Louisiana number. We will spend a few more moments with Mary Patricia Ray and with Senator Albert Lee Guillory. And then we are slated to hear from Jess Phoenix, who ran for Congress in 2018 and is a remarkable individual. Her book is Ms. Adventure, My Wild Explorations in Science, Lava, and Life. We're back after this quick time. This is Jim Inkster. In just a few moments, we'll hear from Jess Phoenix, who ran for Congress a few years ago, and her book is mentioned is Ms. Adventure, but we're wrapping it up with Mary Patricia Ray and Albert Guillory. Please be brief in your remarks, and we've had some folks, they've held for a little while, so let's try to get them in. Valentino in Santa Maria. Valentino, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I'm from Italy. I've been living in this country for 30 years, and I lived in France, and I lived in England. We all act identification cards to do anything.
All right. Your line's very bad, but I heard you say that you have to have an identification card to do just about everything, and you got your point in. Let's go to James in Metairie. James, you're on. Please be brief. You're on with Mary Patricia and with Senator Guillory. Hi, James.
Yes, good morning to you, Jim. I'd like to ask Senator Guillory a question, basically. The 2020 election, do you think the election was stolen from Donald Trump? Was there massive voter fraud?
All right. What about stolen elections? You said you thought it was fair and square earlier. What about most of your Republican brothers and sisters who say it was stolen? What do you tell them?
I tell them that there was certainly some voter fraud. There has been major voter fraud when Nixon and Kennedy were running against each other. It has been, it's a part of the American politics. We just have to be more vigilant and stamp out
All right. Last caller for Guillory and for Mary Patricia, Janet in New Roads. Hi, Janet. You're on. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. My son lives in Washington State, and their elections are conducted entirely by mail. So at this last presidential election, I was curious as to how they keep from having massive voter fraud with a complete mail-in election.
Mary Patricia.
Well, they require a signature on file that matches the signature on your ballot, and the technology to match those signatures is extremely good, which is why the science shows that we actually reduce voter fraud when we allow people to vote by mail, and we increase voter turnout. So the only people that are against voting by mail are people who want fewer of us to be able to vote.
Final thoughts. Please be brief, Senator Guillory. Senator Guillory, your thoughts.
Republicans, and we've talked about Republicans and Democrats a lot. I just want to remind you that during my days as a civil rights warrior, I was fighting against the Democrat Party in Louisiana. And those Democrats are the ones who imposed all of these draconian Jim Crow measures, like questions how many bubbles are there in a bar of soap.
All right. Well, of course, many of those Democrats became Republicans, like Strom Thurmond, who carried Louisiana in 1948 on one issue, segregation, even though he had fathered a biracial child.